It's the second go-round for what's been titled the Responsible Gun Ownership Bill. The measure would keep the requirement for criminal background checks for people who buy guns at stores or some gun shows, and expand the requirement to all gun sales between private individuals. The bill's sponsor is State Senator Spencer Coggs, a Democrat from Milwaukee. He says the measure would reduce handgun violence.
There are at least 4 out of 10 purchases of handguns go through the secondary or gray market, and I believe firmly that there are a number of law-abiding citizens who will buy a gun from a gun shop and wish to sell them to a friend, but they don't know one way or the other whether that friend is a felon or not.
Then Republican Senator Dave Zinn blocked the measure last year, even when Coggs changed the bill to only have it apply to Milwaukee County. Zinn argued the legislation would violate state statutes banning local gun laws that are tougher than state law. That preemption limit is still on the books, and Dave Zinn has been voted out of office. So Coggs says his private gun sale bill is back to statewide status.
Let me put it this way. The NRA hated the bill, and it was Milwaukee only. It'll hate the bill no matter what. So we might as well go ahead and go for it and make sure that we have a bill that applies from each county to the next.
The Milwaukee hearing will open with invited testimony from women who have lost sons to gun violence. But gun owners are also expected to be out in force. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.